Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Alexandra, to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be able to talk with you guys tonight.
Well, I'm really excited to hear your story. So tell me a little bit, where did it all start? I mean, when did you start to notice symptoms and starting to wonder what was going on?
So growing up, I always had a lot of different sick illnesses, different symptoms. There was migraines, joint issues. I had vision problems at one point, but they were all just dismissed by my doctors, and they said it was fine. It's one thing or another. It's nothing to be concerned about. It'll go away. And then when I was about 16 years old in high school, I had sudden slow processing speed that was kind of a sudden onset in school that really affected me. So I kind of just, it was one thing after another. Then when I was about 21, I started having really bad TMJ, and I went to a few different oral surgeons, and I found that I had end-stage TMJ. So the condyles were completely degenerated. So I still need a bilateral jaw joint replacement. I wanted to figure out what caused that. So I went from one doctor to another, and I ended up actually having a dentist recommend that I go get tested for Lyme. And I told him that I definitely didn't have it. I'd never pulled a tick off of myself. There's no chance that I have Lyme. He's like, just do me a favor, just get tested. There's nothing to lose. So sure enough, I tested positive for Lyme, Bartonella, and Babesia. And it kind of just explained all of the issues that I had had over the years. So from there, I started my treatments. I went through about 6-7 years of treatment. And this past summer, I went to the Neomed clinic in Cyprus.
Oh, cool.
And I was there for 11 weeks, and it completely changed my life. I'm so much better now, and it was just a complete miracle, everything that they did there.
That's so awesome. So where did you grow up? I mean, what area did you grow up?
In Topsfield, Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's a little town about 30 minutes north of Boston.
Yeah, so East Coast.
I just was surprised. So it was actually your dentist that mentioned Lyme.
Yeah,
interesting. You don't hear that very often.
Right. I wasn't. So Bartonella, which I didn't know at the time, that bacteria can hang out in the craniofacial nerves and all of that. And so we think my Lyme doctors think that I was probably been when I was about 10 years old. So over the course of that 11 years, I think all of the everything just started eating away at the condyles, and is kind of where I really started noticing the biggest issues, because I think if I didn't have that bone loss, all of my other doctors probably would have just been continuing to dismiss a lot of the problems that I had.
So the Bartonella and even Borrelia, I mean, they love the hyaluronic acid, that's in the cartilage.
Right.
So they just, I mean, that's like food to them. They just hang out and chop away.
You had 11 years for them to just enjoy your body.
Because you don't have, I mean, it's a 21-year-old, you don't all of a sudden, you don't shouldn't need bilateral, TMJ joint replacement. Right. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you don't talk that much, do you? That's a lot of talking to wear them out completely.
Oh, right. Yeah, we'd have my family would probably tell you I talk a little too much.
So other than that, so let's go back to just about the time that you got diagnosed. Were you what were your biggest symptoms? Obviously, you had the TMJ and just some random issues growing up. But did those all kind of just come together and take you over, or?
Yeah, everything, it kind of, over the years, I just kept having all these different symptoms. And then when I finally when I had those jaw issues, it kind of just all started to come together and make sense that I had these chronic migraines that, the slow processing speeds in school with all of a sudden I needed double time to take my exams, which was kind of just came on out of nowhere. Really bad OCD and anxiety, vision problems that would like blurriness and floaters that would kind of come and go. A lot of fatigue, joint pain that was all over my body. I had it would my ankles, my low back was a big one. And these were issues that I would go to the doctors. I had gone to the doctors with for years. I'd end up in the emergency room with these back pains, trouble walking. And because I never pulled a tick off of myself, I never thought that it would be that I had Lyme disease. I never even considered it. And so all just started to make sense once I started having the jaw issues.
And that's the thing when you're dealing with these kind of complex, multi-system type of symptoms. And then, I mean, Lyme disease or, some infectious disease, seems to be someplace where you want to look. And so that was amazing that your dentist, took that leap. Had he done kind of like a scraping and looked under the microscope or he just kind of, he had listened to your symptoms and said, maybe that's Lyme.
So it was a kind of like an alternative. I've been trying to avoid the joint replacement because the failure rate is really high. So he's a neuromuscular dentist. So he, his specialty is really focusing on creating specialty mouth guards and the changing the alignment of your bite and it's a number of phases, his treatments. And so I wasn't responding at all to the most simple phase. And he said he had only had one other patient that didn't respond at all like me, and that patient had Lyme. And so that's what made him think that maybe I did, because he'd only seen it once before.
Okay, that makes sense. And where did you get tested? Where was it Igenix or where?
Yeah, Igenix was one of the first tests that I had done. He put me in touch with his other patient who presented similarly to me, to myself. She put me in touch with her Lyme doctor in Boston, and I got an appointment with her. And from there, she had gone through, this doctor went through my whole history, ordered a lot of different labs, and Igenix was one of the first ones that she ran.
And so what did that initial treatment look like? I mean, what was going on there?
So I started off on oral antibiotics. They weren't helping me at all. So I ended up having a PICC line placed for about a year. And I ended up getting a lot more sick on the IV antibiotics. There were times throughout all of my treatments that I wasn't able to walk or bathe myself. I used a cane for a while. I was bedridden for a while. I kind of went through a lot of different extremes. After probably about a year and a half, 2 years, the antibiotics just weren't working. So we decided to start looking at alternative therapies. I started doing a little bit of IV ozone at another place up in New Hampshire. I did some peptide therapy. There were a lot of different, I felt like I had a little bit of more success with alternative therapies, but there was nothing that really was, there was nothing that I tried in the States here that was like one thing really, you know, set me way above. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is what I need. But I knew, like, with the alternative therapies, I was on the right track. Yeah. Everything's really expensive here. It's not very readily available treatments. So it's sometimes can be more, a little bit more difficult to find specialists, especially depending on what part of the country you live in. So my mom actually was on some of the Facebook groups and spoke with some other patients and found this clinic out in Cyprus. And she went out there first. My whole family actually is Lyme. So my mom, my brother, both of them have the most symptoms. Along with myself, but my dad tested positive and my husband as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, really. So do you think that, because some people, they are born with Lyme. I mean, so if your mother had Lyme ahead of time and maybe even your dad, then, you know, there's a possibility that you could have just gotten it, you know, in utero.
Right, for definitely. All of my symptoms really started looking back, everything really started when I was about 10 years old. So that's why my Lyme doctor here thinks that's probably when I was infected. Just cause it was, if she had gone through all of my medical records and everything was like right around that time. And it's in the area that I live too. I grew up with dogs and the backyard was, our backyard was all woods and all of that. But I mean, that's certainly a possibility too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be a little bit of both, you know, so you can have a little bit, you know, from your mother or dad and then right. You get exposed again and that just really flares everything up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So, you stuck with the IV antibiotic for a long time. I mean, and you didn't feel any better. I mean, what made you stick with it during that whole time?
Just the hope that I was going to get better, that maybe I spoke with other patients and things that I've read that sometimes you get worse before you get better. And I just had a lot of hope that, okay, I can push through these tough times because at the end of it, things are promising. And I just kind of had that perseverance, I guess, and just that hope that it was all going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good to have. Mm-hmm. And I think that your whole attitude while you go through treatment plays a huge role in your healing. Unfortunately, it didn't for you with the antibiotics. But so what type of clinic did you go to? What did they do there?
In Cyprus?
Yes.
So offer a lot of different treatments. I think the one of the things that helped me the most, I'd say, was IV ozone. But you can get it. I got it a lot more frequently there than what I was getting here. So in the States, I was getting like 10 or 20 pass every week, every other week. And there I was getting 20 to 30 passes 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
So it was a lot more. Plus on top of that, I was getting, I was using they have a hyperbaric oxygen machine. They have, different infrared saunas, ozone saunas, magnetic therapies. They have a machine called the Pepini, which is an ion induction therapy. And I think that tremendously helped with my joint pain. It was just an amazing machine. I know in the States, there are machines that are similar to this one. They each have a little bit of different effects, I think. But at this clinic, I went at 9 a.m. and I'd leave at 4 p.m. and I'd do treatments all day long. And they focus a lot on your gut health too, and doing liver flushes and focusing a lot on your diet. And I think just the cumulative approach to the entire, it's just with all of the treatments and focusing on the entire body, I think all of that just working together was incredible. And I think that that's the approach that I know it worked for me, it worked for my mom and all the other patients that I met there. They're people that go back 2-3 times because each time they feel better and better and better. And I wish it was a place that I had known about from day one.
Yeah.
Because had I known about it, I would have gone right away and skipped everything else.
And who doesn't want to go to Cyprus in Greece, right?
It's an island, so it's not part of Greece, but it's this little island right next to Greece.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still gorgeous, I would think.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's beautiful.
Wow. So did you start feeling better right away? Or did you, like you said before, did you get a little worse before you got better?
I got a little bit. I'd say I didn't feel better immediately. I probably started feeling better maybe 4 weeks in. But I didn't feel I didn't crash as bad as I did when I had first started the IV antibiotics. So if you're kind of comparing the two, I think that when I started the treatments in Cyprus, it was much more, I had such a long day and I was doing these liver detoxes, and I think that all made me feel a little bit worse at first, but all of a sudden it kind of just like hit me one day. And I was when I first went, I was only planning on going for 6 weeks. And then one day I was like, I'm actually feeling so much better. I'm going to stay longer. And then I extended to 8 weeks, and then I extended, I extended to 3 months. So
you were there for 3 months in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on it when I first went, but I just felt so much better. I couldn't give up, and I couldn't quit and come back home and go back at a later date. I just wanted to get it all done at once.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't blame you. You were sick for so long and you finally feel something that makes you feel better.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely didn't want to quit. You just wanted to do it until you were all better.
Exactly. And I was really lucky. My mom went in with me for the first 6 weeks, and she got treatments herself. And like I was saying, it was her second time there, and she felt even better than the first time as well. And it was great to be able to have her support there through the treatments. And my husband ended up coming out, and he got some treatments as well later. And it was, everyone had such a positive experience. They just focus on so many different parts of the body. It's not just treating the symptoms, it's treating each individual system. And everyone is so knowledgeable and skilled, and it's physicians that come from, that are trained all over the world. So you get a lot of different different experiences too, from in different ways of treatments from different countries, which is really special and unique.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
That is very cool. I have never heard of this clinic before.
No. So, yeah. I know a friend of mine, he's actually setting up a center or healing retreat in Cyprus. This is a Swedish friend of mine. So, I think it's Cyprus. Yeah, so I'm curious to see if it's an affiliation or in the area. He wanted me to come over and hang with him over there. And
I definitely recommend it.
You do? Okay.
That would be a fun place to go work for a little bit.
I know. That'd be nice. A little sunshine, a little ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can say, I can feel a lime coming on, and I think I need to go to Cyprus, right?
And, you know, of course, my Lyme doctor, if he's in Cyprus, I'm going to have to go for some treatment, you know, just follow up.
Yeah, and I'm sure a number of my patients would be game as well.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Very healing environment for everyone. I strongly encourage it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, the ozone is, and that seems to be kind of a common thread with a lot of the people that we interview, that ozone seems to be a game changer for a lot of Lyme patients. And I mean, like, for instance, we have one actually where you pull out the blood and it ozonates, so it kind of moves, you know, from one arm and then ozonate it, and then it goes into the other arm. So you kind of ozonate your whole, almost all of your blood. Yeah, which
we started getting that treatment done. When I came back from Cyprus, I was doing that to kind of, as like a maintenance, mm-hmm. to kind of keep up my health, maintain my health until I got pregnant. But once I have the baby, I plan on continuing that too, because I think that was one thing that I had done a couple sessions of prior to Cyprus that I did start to notice little bits of improvement from. Mm-hmm. I love that treatment as well.
Yeah. It's called EBU, or another, it's RHP, you know, those are different names for it.
Yep.
And you're pregnant. You've been, So, and you mentioned earlier, before we started the interview, that you guys have been trying for a while, and now after the Cyprus treatment, that you're able to.
Well, we had wanted to.
Okay.
We didn't feel like with my health, like it was the right time yet. But once I started feeling so much better, we're like, okay, I guess everything was meant to be. And we were nervous for a while, just because when you're so sick for so long, you know, we knew we wanted to have kids, but we didn't know when am I going to feel better? If I can't take care of myself, I can't take care of a baby right now. So we just felt very blessed after Cyprus to just completely get my health back. And it was amazing.
That's so cool.
That is amazing. Yeah. You're gonna need all that energy you have now to chase around that little one.
Yeah, that is true. And make sure you get your sleep now, because you're not getting it later.
Right.
Yeah. Good. So how, symptom-wise, I mean, do you just feel good, or is there still a couple of things here and there that you, want to tweak?
So I would say that the only things that I'm still feeling are a little bit of fatigue, but I think that's a little exacerbated by the pregnancy, and my anxiety. I say that the anxiety is something that is just something that I still wanted to need a little bit of work on, and kind of the brain fog a little bit, but it's nothing near like what it was, a couple of years ago. So I think that the joint pain, all of that is so much better. It was funny, because there was one moment when, I was probably 2 months into treatment in Cyprus, and So you have to keep in mind, I was bedridden for a while. I was walking, you know, with a cane. I had no energy. I could barely walk up the steps at my house without completely being out of breath. And I was on the boardwalk one night, and I was able to just start running. And it was one of those moments that I look back on, and it kind of just hit me like, I can't believe how much better, just, you know, 2 months into treatment, how much better I'm feeling. I'm actually running. I can't remember the last time I ran. And, you know, just having those, and since coming home, like, I have all these moments like that here and there that I'm like, I just stop and I kind of pause and look around. I'm like, I can't believe that I'm doing this. 3 years ago, like, I wouldn't be running up this flight of stairs. I wouldn't be able to do half of the stuff. I would wake up at maybe, I'd have really bad insomnia. So I'd wake up later in the morning and then I'd completely crash and need to be back in bed by like 3 o'clock. And that's like, that was a good day. So I think that each day it's made me so grateful and appreciative for all the little things in life.
All the things. All the simple things that we literally took for granted.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't think that I was somebody who took things for granted. But when you take for granted being able to walk down the hallway to the bathroom, I mean, it's sad, but, you know, I couldn't do that at one point. So I'm like you the same way. Every once in a while, still, something will happen and I'll be like, wow, you know, I didn't ever think that was something I was going to be able to do again. It's just, it's hard to describe it to somebody, but apparently you know what I'm talking about.
I wasn't able to dry myself off or bathe myself. I would just sit on the shower floor. And so something is such a simple daily task of showering or walking down the hall, is to be able to do that every day without even thinking about it or needing to plan, okay, do I have enough energy to actually get out of bed today or to actually just walk to the bathroom? It's amazing to really just sit there and be able to be so grateful to look at how far you've come.
That's incredible. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Such an inspiring story, and so cool that you found the place, and it just happened to be by, you know, in a beautiful Mediterranean location with sun and
wonderful.
Yeah,
I recommend visiting your friend and checking it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. You're going to definitely give a lot of inspiration to those people that, you know, are fighting right now and they want to give up. They think it's not going to work. You know, they can find something that all of a sudden the light bulb will come on one day and they'll be like, I think I feel a little better. Or, oh, I just walked that far, and surprise themselves. So we appreciate your time and you sharing your journey with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, bye.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.
Mm-hmm.